This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Jesus Christ performed a great variety of miracles, healing all manner of diseases, restoring a severed ear, stilling the storm on the Sea of Galilee, raising the daughter of Jairus, casting out demons, and turning water into wine. These miracles infallibly establish him as the one he claimed to be, God manifest in the flesh. Most of these miracles were done in public places, so that no one could dispute the truthfulness of the divine record. In fact, many of his enemies never doubted his miracles, but they did not understand or did not wish to understand the source of his supernatural power. They even accused him of casting out demons by the prince of demons. Matthew 12:24. Jesus showed how absolutely ridiculous such a charge was. Matthew 12:25-28. Matthew 9 gives the following account of Christ's miracles. "And behold, a woman, who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him, and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned himself about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour." Matthew 9:20-23. A brief examination of this miracle may be helpful to all of us who really want to understand the miraculous elements of the gospel. The source of the woman's hemorrhage cannot be known at this late date, but some scholars believe she was suffering from uterine cancer. Whatever the case, the woman had suffered from her condition for 12 years. Mark adds a number of details to Matthew's account. The woman had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. Mark 5:25-26. From a medical viewpoint, the woman apparently was suffering from an incurable condition. I wonder how many so-called faith healers would even attempt to heal her disease. I know this: when the modern healers faith, they blame their failure on the patient's lack of faith. The faith healer certainly would never admit that they were deceiving people into believing they could perform miracles when they know they cannot. The hemorrhage not only made the woman unclean according to the law of Moses, but all she touched became unclean. The book of Leviticus says, "If a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days. And whosoever touches her shall be unclean even until the even. And everything that she lies upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sits upon shall be unclean." Leviticus 15:19-20. The woman almost certainly knew what the Mosaic law said, but she was so desperate to be healed that she did not hesitate to touch the hem of Christ's garment. The expression "touch the hem of a garment" has become a popular saying in our country. One often hears, "He is not worthy to touch the hem of her garment." But the woman believed if she could touch the hem of Christ's garment, she would be made whole. When Jesus knew the woman had touched his garment, he turned around and saw her and said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole." That the woman's faith played a prominent role in her healing cannot be disputed, if one believes the divine record. But was faith necessary to every healing? There are many cases in the Bible where the faith of the one seeking healing had no bearing on the healing. Genuine miracle workers could heal even when there was no faith on the part of the person being healed. It was the power of God, not the faith of either the healer or the one being healed. Thank you, and may God bless you.